Log Talk Radio.
Log Talk Radio, here we go.
Hello, my name is Rivers.
Hi, Rivers.
Yes?
It's good to have you with us tonight.
Okay.
Here's the microphone right here, okay? Put your mouth right
up. Hold on just a second here. Hold on.
Don't do that.
Hang on, I gotta get you. I'll get one more.
Got to check the mic. That's why I said test.
All right, there you go.
That Sam prompt you.
Testing.
Testing 1, 2, 3. There you go.
Good. Oh good. Good. This thing's on.
You're live.
Good.
You're live.
Hello, my name is Rivers Shukla. It's good to be with you.
Now, what you got to do with radio, Rivers, is you got to talk just like. There's a whole audience with you. Now, the two of us are on. Hold on just a second here.
That's why I said it's good to be with you.
It's good to be with you, too.
By you, I'm at the audience. That's what I meant by you.
Oh, I thought you was talking to me.
No, them. them. Audience.
We're going to have fun.
Get audience. Enough, you might draw some people right here.
Audience. I'm talking about audience. I'm not talking about... nothing's wrong. I'm just saying.
What were you going to say about me, Rivers?
I'm just saying. Good to be with you. I'm not good to be on the show. That's what that means.
Can you give me a high five? Hi. There you go.
That's what the U means is like on the air. Because Laura Ingraham or Joe Pags or. Some of those other guys, they'll say that, or if a substitute is filling in, they'll say it's good to be with you today.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll say that. That's why I said that. That's why I said good to be with you, into the microphone. That's what that good to be with you was about.
You did good. You did good.
That's why I said that. That particular manner. Joe from Houston, you're live on the air. What say you?
Yeah.
You're not live on Christian Talk Radio. What say you? That's why I said from Houston, because someone was telling me that where the guy from Texas is, he's from Houston. That's why I said Houston. But from all I know, he might be from another place. Well, by he, I'm not like whoever calls. Houston. That really is one of my favorite cities in America. Houston is, although I could do without some of the excess humidity that they deal with compared to other cities. I still love it.
Yeah.
Sadly, I was only there for 24 hours.
What was you doing there?
I was visiting a friend of my dad's that lived there at the time. I really hope to go back at some point.
Was you ever able to visit Pastor Osteen's church there?
I did not go to a service, but I visited the church. I already knew kind of at the time that it was user-friendly. That's why I didn't go to a service.
Yeah.
Because I totally refused to bow for 1 minute to the whole user-friendly thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I refuse to sit my behind in that pew of that user friendly. That doesn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Nazarene or something like that, or some of those Free Methodist. At least some of those are genuine.
Yeah.
And Joel, at least he might wear a suit and tie, but there's some other things where he's not genuine. And personally, I can't have that.
No.
Kind of like how Mark Barclay can't have it.
No.
If I haven't been under Mark Barclay's ministry all these years, maybe I'd be like probably just a new person to Houston. I'd probably be like, oh, what's the fuss about, you know, this church? But I mean, believe it or not, did you know that that Osteen's church is actually in a former Rockets arena?
I know. Do you know the Rockets?
Yes, I know. Yes, but when I was in that sanctuary, it did not feel like a former arena at all.
No.
It didn't. Did you ever go there?
No, I've not been there. I was only at John Osteen's church before they moved there. And I'll tell you what, that felt like the presence of an almighty God was out in the parking lot.
Now I see why they called it a city dump, because up until 2 years ago, when I realized, I did some research and I found that the old Lakewood Church had a certain address that was in the northeast part of Houston.
Yeah.
And when I saw what was nearby, I could see why it was labeled as a city dump.
I'll tell you, man, you turn off the expressway to go to that church and you're like, I wouldn't put a church in this community. But then about a block away, you could feel the presence of God in that place. When you got out of your car, your hair was standing on end, and you're like, man, this is absolutely amazing. So
was it by 45 or was it by something else?
Yeah, you're going to have better understanding on that research than me, because I don't quite remember what it was.
You just know it was by something, but you're not sure what.
Yeah, I flew in on an airplane and rented a car and followed my GPS, and it said, turn here.
because Houston's a city that I've tried to develop a big understanding for, because it's one of my favorite cities, and like how it's laid out and why it is the way it is, and why stuff is so far spread out, and rather than it being densified among a certain core. Did you realize that Houston is not densified among a certain core?
I did not.
It's not. It's not. In some aspects, it's not, because of certain areas of the north side or the east side that are like undeveloped.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't say vacant, because like everybody left, but more like undeveloped.
Yeah. Right.
They have some of those too, but not like Detroit does.
Yeah.
Because I kind of lit up when my mom told me that guy was from Houston, because I love that city. And what I would say on that thing would be, I would say hello America or hello world and not just hello Houston, even though the guy is out of Houston.
Right.
Because it'd be easy for me to do that hello Houston thing, but I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Because I'm not from Houston.
So let me ask you another question. You can talk about this. What are the Houston Astros compared to the Detroit Tigers?
The Astros are they're a lot better team this year. A lot better team this year. By that I mean they're winning a lot more games. They're also a lot younger, believe it or not. They're younger, but they're better.
Are they going to win the pennant?
Well, the way it's going, I think so. Boston or New York might have a plan B, or something. I don't think it's going to be Cleveland, because that AL Central is too full of inconsistencies. It's not going to be Cleveland. It's not going to be KC. It's not going to be Minnesota or Detroit. Too many inconsistencies, and I think, which leaves me with only one possibility, and that I think it's going to be Houston, honestly.
Yeah. Who do you think's going to go all the way?
Dodgers the thing with the Dodgers right now is that they were doing so great, but then Kershaw just got hurt. Kershaw's hurt, so since Kershaw's hurt, he's going to be out for 6 weeks. And so now
Wow. What's
going to happen is, I don't know how they're going to be able to hold up the fort without him. I think they could still possibly win it, but I'm not going to say this because I want to, even though I do want to. I'm going to say this because I think it's what's going to happen. I think Houston's going to win it.
Oh, my.
Because when a team from the South is playing a team from like the North or the West, my gut almost always goes with the South, unless like I totally know that a team from somewhere else is better. You know, like, and by South, that even means San Antonio, unless it's Detroit, you know? So when it was Pistons Spurs, I hadn't gotten on my big, huge South kick yet. even though I liked it a lot. It's been more so the last 10 years, especially the last 5-6 years that I've been hitting hard on the South. Like, by hitting hard, I'm not like strongly favoring it. That's what I mean.
Yeah, but why is the South better than us?
I prefer the climate down there more. it seems to me to be a lot. It seems to me to be more sunny a lot of the time. I know they get more rain, but they can get a good country fried thunderstorm with the head with rain as hard as what we had a couple months ago, but without it being, you know, 6-7 inches, then it'll only do it for a few minutes, you know.
Right.
And I will say this. I love the sounds of a good country fried thunderstorm. I just didn't want all that flooding to happen that happened here. What I mean by country fried is, I mean, like, powerful.
Yeah.
You know, like, power packed, like when we would have the power pack Thursdays.
Yep.
Only instead it would be a power pack thunderstorm. And you may remember, that thunderstorm was power packed.
Yes, it was.
Like the first 20, 30 minutes ago but the worst of it came after the power of all that thunder and lightning went away.
Yeah.
So it's like that. So I'd rather have it with the power than without, if you know what I mean. By the power, because something can be said about that wind. I like hearing it, but at the same time, I don't want my stuff destroyed. Because I know with Texas, you're dealing with the highly elevated tornado risk compared to here. You
right.
Know?
Well, and that's the thing you have down there is a tornado. Now, it took me a long time to get going. So the next thing we got to talk about here is what is your favorite verse of scripture and why?
I struggle with that. It's not. I read the Bible, but it's hard for me to tell exactly what my favorite verse is because there's a lot of great ones like that deal with healing and that I love a lot. I think of a lot is no eye has seen, no ear hath heard. You know, that's a good one.
Hasn't entered into the mind what God has prepared for us, has it?
Yep. Yeah, that's what that's about. And that's a good one that comes to my mind right now. But just in general, and to me, I don't think having a hard time telling exactly what your absolute favorite verse is. In a way, that's kind of, it can almost be good that you have that struggle, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. Because it's like Dr. Barclay, this is my favorite book. But he says that in every message. So.
I would never do this, but I would, and I'd only be teasing because it's really not annoying to me. I'd tease about this. I'd want to be like, you know what? Next time I say that, I'm just gonna mute your mic for a second. And then turn it back on.
You got a joker side to you too, don't you?
Yeah. I would never absolutely do that, but it's kind of like pastor, and sometimes his jokey side is kind of edgy, but hey, that's kind of why I love him.
All right. So what's another verse you like? Not your favorite, just another one.
I like the stuff about going into all the world and preaching there.
Come on.
That means using whatever form of media. In this case, that would mean using whatever form of media you have to use.
How about what we got going right now?
That's one of the points.
I'll tell you what. Now I.
That's the, like at our church. That's the stream. It's radio. It's TV. It's a pulpit. It's whatever with you it is. You know.
See, you just plugged one of my most favorite verses, and that's the verse about Jesus. In Isaiah 61, where it says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the poor. And he's sent me to heal up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captive, opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim that it's the time. Now is the time. Faith is now. It's the acceptable year of the Lord.
And I've heard that thrown around a lot, that faith is now. But I love it.
I love it. Because you got to work now. Go ahead.
Faith is now. By that, I mean faith is now. That's the point. Faith is now. Like with everything, faith is now because Natalia's told me, others have told me. Faith is now.
So, it took me so long to get connected here because I had to get all my stuff put together. They're going to be saying, you got to go. What time you got to get out of here?
You got stuff. 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock shut down.
9 o'clock it closes?
Every mall in America is like you live by a mall.
I don't have a mall in West Branch.
Tanger Outlet.
Uh-oh, I do have a mall in West Branch, and you know about it.
but guess what? I don't care for it.
No.
It's not like Bertrand, number one and number two. I don't care for outdoor malls the way I do indoor ones.
Right.
And it
just changed hands, too. Can I tell you a story about that mall?
Yeah, what is it? Okay, and so, yeah.
Well, you know, West Branch is a really small town. Our population is 2,500 in the city, 18,000 in the county.
Yep.
And what do we ever have except I-75 coming through? And then everybody knows where West Branch is because they got an uncle, a grandpa, a grandma, or somebody's got a cabin up there. But God showed this one man that 8 million people were going to come to our town. And he was a Christian, but nobody would ever consider him one because of his life that he'd lived. But he put on his orange hunting suit, and he drove his Chevette to the end of our runway at our airport.
Yep.
Stood on the roof of his car with his Bible in the air and prayed 8 hours a day. Send the 8 million people.
Wow.
And the county road commission came and said, you can't stand at the end of the runway, and drove him out of there. So he went to town and stood in Kmart parking lot on top of his car with his orange hunting suit on and said, 8 million people are coming to West Branch. And Kmart got tired of him and drove him out of the parking lot, and he built a wagon with a cross, and he walked up and down the streets praying 8 hours a day. 8 million people are coming to town, and they threw him in jail.
Wow.
To shut him up. And guess what happened the next year?
What?
The mall opened up, and a million people a year come through that mall. And don't you tell me it's not because Freddie prayed. God showed Freddie 8 million was coming. He thought it was going to be in an airplane. How are you going to get 8 million people here in an airplane? But a million people a year come through that mall, and that mall's been there 25 years. How many people? 25 million people have come through West Branch, and all because Freddie prayed. How's that for a story? I bet you never read that anywhere, did you?
Uh-uh. Now, maybe it's a bit less now because of the change in hands and maybe a few vacancies and stuff. And
you really do study, don't you?
Yeah, and I've read some Yelp reviews. That's how I knew it kind of wasn't like Bertrand.
Yeah.
And that's how I kind of... So it might be more like 24 million, 23 million, you know.
And the cool thing is it brought jobs and it brought a lot of people. And since then, we've got all the different restaurants, and we got Walmart and Home Depot and
Hamburger Hill.
You know, everything. Hamburger Hill. How do you know what it's called?
Because I was up there to a church that Pastor spoke at 10 years ago, and someone said something. That's how I knew.
So you went to New Life?
We're talking about while Pastor was speaking.
Right.
It was either New Life, but at one time there were two churches that Pastor had that were in the West Branch area.
Yep. I pastored one of them.
And
Rick Lopez pastored the other one.
Which one? At one time, did you? Were they both there at the same time for like 10, 12 years?
Yep. Yep.
Even through the 90s? Or was that Hopkins Church?
No, and Hopkins didn't have a church there. No. Rick started pastoring in like 97. I was pastoring in 95.
Oh, so what happened was you had Rob up there in 95.
Yeah, see?
That's what that was about. Because I remember I had come up.
You're doing it, man. Come on.
I had come up, I remember, but at that time I was sick.
Come on, man.
I remember that.
Rob spoke in the big tent.
I thought that was in a church.
Well, he might have spoken in church, too, but I had him for a big tent meeting.
Wasn't it really hot out?
It was horrible.
Was that maybe while I was suffering an illness?
You may have been. I don't remember.
No, because I got sick at McDonald's before the meeting.
What a memory.
It was Saturday night and Sunday. Was it in mid-July or was it like in early August?
It was in August. That's right. Matter of fact, it was right after Invasion because Kyrie was there.
There was no Invasion yet in 1995. Or was it called The Stand at that time?
Well, whatever they had, Kyrie was here in Midland with Josh, and then we had them come to West Branch that weekend. So it was like a Saturday night and Sunday.
So I remember it was quite a while before school started. So it would have been like August 5th or so.
Yeah, it'd been something like that, yeah.
What do you think? Do you think it was 8:05 and 8:06? Does that sound about right?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you that.
That was a summer with like three different heat waves in it.
Oh my goodness.
There was even though it wasn't the hottest summer ever, it did have three different heat waves, I think.
Yes, it did. You know, Rob Hopkins had a tent. We had a tent meeting and he brought it up, but he said, I got to go preach. You guys are going to have to put it up. He kind of laid it out for us. So we put it up and the first night he preaches in it, he gets done preaching and he goes, there's something wrong with this tent. I can't figure out what it is. So he walks around out on the outside. He walks around on the inside. He's looking and he goes, you guys got this tent on the inside out.
Oh,
so he said, tomorrow, you got to pull the tent back down. You got to turn it over and put it back up. I'm like, jeez, this is too difficult. Okay. So we did. And the next day, a storm came right at the time of church. Literally, we were on the west side of the tent, and we were hanging with all of our weight on the sides of the tent to keep it on the ground. We were all soaking wet time church started. Oh, the fun things we did and called ministry. I love
it. Was my mom there?
I couldn't tell you that.
Oh, why did I think he was there another time that summer?
Yeah, is that right?
Why did I think that was the summer he was there? Because I know it was summer of 95 that I was up there.
Was it?
And I don't, but I thought it was in a church.
Well, it might have been. The only church he'd have been in would have been ours.
Yeah.
And did he come twice that summer?
Yeah, he was just in the tent meeting.
And it would have been because that, unless...
I don't know. Let's call him up and we'll interview him and ask him. Do you have his number?
No, he might remember. He might not remember, though.
Well, tell him you got a better memory than he does.
Because I'll have to ask my mom about that one because she'll remember because of what happened at McDonald's.
Yeah.
And I'm not proud of what happened, even though I couldn't control it. You know?
Yeah.
I'm not saying what happened, just that I got sick. And it maybe had to do with the heat, for all I know, because it was an older car. We didn't have AC in it. The windows were hanging up. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll know which one it is if I look at the Saturdays of 95, which are the same Saturdays as this year.
Wow.
Was it maybe July 30th? 29th, I mean? That's possible.
It is possible.
Because I can remember.
But you know what? Rob preached all over up here.
I was there a lot of his meetings.
What? He did a lot of crusades like that in that summer?
You got to stay close to the mic.
He did several different crusades back in 95.
Oh, yeah. Like, I remember he did one up in the UP. We were up there with him Cedarville, yeah. He was there. We ate the dog pound. That was a good one. But, what was I going to say?
Did you guys have a DQ at the time back in 95?
We've had a DQ for a lot of years. Do you like DQ?
Yes.
Well, then let's go get one here in a few minutes. I love it too, man.
But another one that brought it up to me, though, was a memory that I had of something about DQ after the meeting and it being closed.
Oh, yeah. That very, very well could have been West Branch. Because it closes at like 9 o'clock, but it's an interesting thing.
But how hot was it outside at that time? Like, was it like 95, 96?
It was hot. It was unbearable.
Was it up in the upper 90s?
I don't know about that, but it was in the 90s, I'm sure. It was hot and humid.
And they both days or just Saturday?
Oh, the whole time we had that tent up, it was hot and humid.
Out on Monday, the day after, I think was hot because I can remember us being in a park here in town, and I can remember one thing I can remember was really warm water coming out of a fountain. But that can happen any point during the summer, regardless of how hot it is, I guess.
Yeah.
So that could just be an inkling, and also I remember feeling hot. So like, but that doesn't mean that it was it, because I'm just trying to guess, and I believe, and yeah, when I think about it, I do think it was after my birthday, because I know where I was in the, because the week of my sixth birthday, I would have turned six. That week we were at a overnight camp for a week, me, my mommy, and my brother, all three of us. And then we would have got back the 23rd. So maybe it was July 30th and 31st. No, July 29th and 30th, possibly.
Very well could. Now, before they kick us out, we got to let everybody know that we're going to be doing this more often.
So we'll be doing this more. So, yeah, we're going to be doing this a bit more often. Until next time.
Well, don't, you know, we're not done yet.
I was just saying how it is. Like, that's all I meant by that.
All right. So I got a question for you.
When you said tell them.
I got a question for you. The Bible says, let the weak say,
I'm strong.
What's the strong say?
I am filled.
Because a strong man's not going to say I'm weak.
Right. That's why I said filled.
Right. All right. Can we add a verse to that?
Yeah.
Because it says we're going to move from glory to glory, right?
Yes, it does.
Strength to strength.
Yep.
So if you're weak, say you're strong. That's faith. That's that faith now thing you're talking about, right?
Yep.
But if you're strong, say I'm getting stronger. And what'd you say you're going to say?
I'm getting stronger.
Oh, you're filled. That's right.
Filled. Yeah, because I remember. But I must have been thinking of that. Of that one song that we used to sing like back in the early 90s, and you guys might have sang it back in the 80s, that and now let the weak say I'm strong, let the poor say I am.
You want to sing it? Let the weak sing it with me.
Say I am strong.
Sing.
Let the poor say I am rich because of what the Lord has done. For us, give thanks.
Sing it again.
Did you guys have that back in the 80s?
Oh, I love that song. Sing it again. Give thanks
with a grateful heart.
Give thanks
to the Holy One.
Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ. His son, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ our love and love. Let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich
because of what the Lord has done in us. Give thanks.
Yep. I remember.
I think you need to give me a high five again, dude.
Did you guys sing that in the 80s, too, or was it just the 90s?
I wouldn't even know what to tell you. You're like Brother Hagin. Well, way back in 1985, I was a little guy, and there was a fly landing on the window out there, and I saw it.
I would have said, well, back in 1985, I wasn't even thought of yet.
Oh,
that's
right.
We wouldn't know whether or not I was going to be born or anything else. I would have been 1985. What a
ha! All right. So we have to end it.
We got to go.
With prayer.
Okay.
So pray.
Lord God, we thank you for this beautiful night. We thank you, Lord God, for your working in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in us.
Yes.
We just thank you, Lord
yes.
God, for your wonderful power working in us.
Yes.
And I thank you, Lord God, that whatever oppression, anything that's going on, and these listeners that you haven't designed, may it be broken in the name of God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of God. May this bring encouragement to people in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And Father, we ask for your great wisdom and strength. Show us how to make this happen, sir, like you want it. Just like Mary, when the angel showed up, she said, "Be it done unto me according to your holy will." And that's what we want here. Guide our steps. Give us great words of wisdom. May this be the most fun, faith-filled, life-filled, word-filled, knowledge-filled time that anybody's ever heard. May it bring great blessing and deliverance to their lives. Thank you, Lord, for our wonderful pastor who loves us and leads us and helps us in each of our steps. We thank you for it now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
I almost said donut filled, but just kidding.
Donut.
Donut. No, Dairy Queen. We're going to get a Dairy Queen.
I know, but I was teasing when I said donut filled because you said fun filled.
You used to go to Reed City where they make the donuts as big as your face.
Come on, man.
Or Cops and Donuts where they have every dog one flavor under the sun, almost. Which one I go to depends on what I want.
I know it.
Sometimes I want size, other times I want flavor.
So what's your favorite?
I don't have one because it depends on what I want. When it comes to Cops versus Reed City, I don't have a favorite between the
You're
two because it depends on whether I want the face or whether
down.
I want the flavor.
Well, you know, I'm an apple fritter guy every time. And the bigger, the better. And a big cup of coffee.
I am the guy who says the following. I like a lot of this. I like the peanut butter ones a lot. And then like some of the other flavors. Like some of the others, but peanut butter is among my favorites when it comes to donuts. And, like, if anything, that might have to do with Oreos on top or pancakes.
Sure,
You know, specialty donut places, like the donut I had in Tennessee.
What was that like?
This was in Chattanooga. This was 2 years ago. I had a donut with Oreos on it.
Oh, my.
And then I had one that tasted like, and then I had a pancake donut type thing.
A pancake donut?
Yeah.
Did it have maple syrup on it?
I think so. It was good.
I think you got me convinced already.
It wasn't Chattanooga. It was in a southern city. In my mind, one of the greatest. Well, it might be one of the greatest mid-sized cities when it comes to food in America.
And that was which city?
Chattanooga.
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 You know, the next time we come on here, because we got to go.
You have to go.
I got to tell you the story about Chattanooga because I've got an angel story about Chattanooga when I was driving semi.
Yep, and where were you going? Carter Church?
No, I wasn't in church.
I was driving
a truck down the road, and I picked up an angel on the side of the road.
You Let me guess. This was back before you were saved.
No, I was saved. I was very much saved. But it's going to take me 20 minutes to tell the story. So
we got
to
go.
That's going to come
we'll
the next time.
Maybe we'll do that over an ice cream sometime.
So here we go. Hold on. We got to close it down. Now, right now, we are on the Upfront Entertainment Network.
Which is
a blog talk radio channel.
All right.
There is a clickable link here that you can put on your Facebook page, and anybody who you'd want to hear tonight's program could listen to it. Now we're just learning.
I am in fact going to put it on there.
Are you? Okay, I'll send you the link. And
because I need the link so I can share it.
Okay.
No link. This isn't going to go on.
All right.
By that, I mean it won't be on my Facebook is all I meant by it. It won't go on.
No, I'll get you the link because I can send it to you right here. And then anybody can listen to it.
Right.
With this program has actually turned out to be about 30 minutes, 35 minutes.
All right.
40 minutes, I guess.
Okay.
But the cool thing is anybody can listen to it anywhere. And I even put your name on here so that if you go to Blog Talk Radio... Let me just check it out. If you go to blogtalkradio.com.
Blog Talk Radio, yep.
All right, hold on here. Let me just. Oh, come on. Blog Talk
Radio.com. Yes.
Yeah, crazy machine. Do what I want you to do. Don't do that.
You can do the work. I'd want to tell the machine. You do what God created you to do, and nothing else.
You do exactly what I told you to do, and don't be giving me this other stuff. Okay. Oh my!
You gotta have dominion over it.
Well, all right, you ready? Take dominion over it right now.
You do what you created to do.
Now let's see. I'm gonna search Rivers.
R-Y-V-E-R-S, not an I.
Oh, well, I didn't spell it right, so I didn't know how to spell it.
You need to be wise.
R-Y-V-E-R-S.
Yes.
V-E-R-S.
Yep.
All right, hold on. Let me see what I got here. Because I made you one of the tags.
You made me a tag. Yep.
All right. You are a tag.
I'm a tag.
But I didn't put you on there right. So let's try this. Jesus came to give life.
Oh.
Anyways, well, I didn't do it right. But that's all right. We'll get it right next time. There's one of my old programs from 2014. That's interesting.
3 years ago.
3 years ago. Anyways, here we go, Rivers. This is it. Until we see you again, we're going to tell you, Jesus is Lord, and there ain't nothing better you're ever going to do in your life than to walk with God every day, everywhere you go.
Never.
Is that it?
Right. Yep.
You done?
You done?
Yep.
Here we go.